Constitución, Constitution Street, formerly called Las Mesillas, especially the first stretch, represents one of the sides of the triangle of Casa de Don Pedro's historic center. It starts in the Plaza de España, the center of the current town, and ends at the old road to Ciudad Real. Moving down from the square, there was Calle Posadas, which is located at one of the exits and was home to numerous establishments that provided a good service for people and goods passing through the town. Tourism in Casas de Don Pedro. Smart tourist signs in audio format. Constitution Street. Along the length of the street, we can see remnants of local history spanning several centuries of life. It's difficult to determine the age of the houses. We do not know if any of them were in the earliest information we have on the existence of Casas de Don Pedro, but some of the coats of arms that we see may take us back hundreds of years. The street is straight and wide. The first stretch is where the most characteristic houses and the oldest features are located, right up to Calle de la Carrera. Although there are modern buildings, models of dwellings from past centuries have been preserved intact. There are hardly any eaves to be seen on the roofs, with the upper finishings being a distinguishing feature, so looking up is always important. In old houses, balconies were not common on the first floor, and only large houses had them. The railings are another feature along the way. They are very beautiful forms, real filigrees, some of which are very old, such as the one we see in the house at number 7. This will have already caught our attention due to the two enormous columns that flank the door and support a small balcony that also provides the door with shade. Despite being remodeled with very good taste and criteria, it's preserved the same structure it must have had when it was built, which must have been in 1641 or even earlier, based on the date on one of its railings. It can be seen in the window to the left of the door. This window is rectangular and it has 9 vertical bars and 5 horizontal ones, topped with flowers. The rectangle is crowned by a central vertical bar with a coat of arms and cross. The coat of arms bears a split circle inside, at the top 3 chalices and at the bottom the date, 1641. There's curved ironwork with scrolls and flowers on both sides. The small window above it is also another old gem. Its features are striking. A little further up the street on the opposite pavement at number 8, we also have another house that's worth looking at. Noble and with beautiful features, despite its simplicity. Continuing on our way and on the same pavement, we see the house at number 12. Its walls are made of stone, and it seems to be whitewashed. The facade is simply breathtaking, somewhere between stately and religious, but it's not clear enough to say, as other elements are missing that give us a clue to its origin. The door seems to be escorted by 2 semicolumns set forward on another frieze. It's topped by 2 pointed crenels with a ball at the apex. There's a window on each side of the door. One of them has an eave and stone bench, and the other only has an eave. The interior has a very wide corridor with segmental arches and an abundance of groin vaults, possibly made of stone. It has a wooden ceiling and groin vaults inside. It has a well in the patio with 2 fonts, a granite one and a brickwork one. Almost at the end of this stretch of Constitution Street, we stop at number 17. There's a very curious coat of arms above the door, which is old in the making. It's rectangular and has the traditional division in the coats of arms that separates the symbols into 4 parts. On the left-hand side there's a castle, which has the same crenels as the house we've just visited, surrounded by 10 bucklers or coins, which have also been identified as old Roble coins. On the right-hand side, we have a composition that looks like ramparts, although it's also said that they are sierras. There was another coat of arms on a house a little further on, which has now disappeared. And this is the end of the most historic part of La Calle de la Constitución. The street continues and can teach us about a thousand ways of living throughout the ages. If you'd like to continue visiting the old town, turn towards the church. A QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the collaboration of Roots Around Extremadura and the Casas de Don Pedro Town Council.